bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, and I love talking about whole, vibrant, beautiful, real food. And I'm so excited to have the gorgeous and talented Diana Stobo, Eating for Health, Vibrance, and Beauty. We're going to talk about her fantastic work and her book, Get Naked Fast, A Guide to Stripping Away the Foods That Weigh You Down. Hello there, beautiful. How are you, Diana?
Hi, Lisa. Gorgeous and talented? Wow.
Yeah, let me tell you. And
I'm
loving your Twitter page. People should follow you at Diana Stobo Live. And I just retweeted about your ultimate springtime recipe, crunchy and spicy, which you'll have to share with us. But before we do that, tell us how you got into healthy living.
Well, you get into healthy living either by desire or by necessity, right?
Oh,
for
yeah.
me, I think it was a little bit of both. Because you have desire to get healthy, but what does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean not eating burgers and pizzas anymore? You know, or does it mean taking it to the next level? And everybody's different. You know, everybody has a different way. And then suddenly I had ulcers, and I had so many issues going on. Of course, I had weight hanging on me more than I wanted. So I had to make a huge leap. And as I started to study, because I'm a self-professed nerd, I just love studying things to, you know, the degree in which nobody wants to go, reading, you know, medical journals and all that kind of stuff. And I came to the conclusion that was very basic, and which is now kind of rampant: no dairy, no wheat, no sugar, no meat, no caffeine, no alcohol. But then I realized that that's totally unrealistic. And what you need to think about is just know those foods that weigh you down. Just be aware of them and minimize them in your diet, because balance is key to everything. So we love food, right? We all love food.
Yeah.
We all love to indulge. And, you know, we should be able to eat, because that's part of our joy of living.
Of course.
So when you know the no's and you're eliminating or at least decreasing the amounts that you put into your body, what are you going to eat instead? And so that's where Get Naked Fast came about, is substituting favorites, the ones that really make you get up in the morning, you know, make you excited about dinner, and substitute them with things that are healthy alternatives, but taste equally as good.
Oh, I love
that. So
that's
really, yeah, that's really the premise of Get Naked Fast. It's a guide to stripping away the foods that weigh you down, but not necessarily eliminating, because people who eliminate things from their diet, they feel deprived. And when they're deprived, they can only do that for so long before they jump to the other side and start gorging themselves with the things they love. So I say, have the things that you love every single day. Just have them with a conscious mind, and your body will start listening. And when your body starts listening, it says, you know, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, you know, I gotcha.
You are so right. Now, everybody's heard this story before, but I don't know if you have, so I'm going to tell you. So my mother was a total health food nut. She would drag me to the health food store in the 1970s. It smelled like cardboard and Carob. There certainly wasn't the selection, right, that we had today.
Me too.
For me now, you know, I found these great cookies, and they're by Simple Mills. I have no association, but it's almond flour, coconut flour, and tiger nut flour, with some coconut sugar and coconut oil and vanilla or something. And I have a couple every day, and I feel pretty good, and they're satisfying. And then I can give a good cookie to my daughter without acting like a freak, right? So when you can find something like that or make them yourself, it makes a big difference. Otherwise, you go off the deep end like I did.
I love that. You know, I just created the Truth Bar.
Ooh, tell us about it.
Well, it was launched last year, kind of on a soft launch, and it had amazing reviews. Unfortunately, we weren't prepared for the excitement that, built up around us. So we relaunched this year, and what it is, it's a probiotic bar, but it's like a candy. It's an indulgent bar.
Nice.
And it tastes like a Mounds bar. It tastes like a Mounds bar with raspberry, and then we have another one that's chocolate mint chip.
Oh, my
gosh. And chocolate almond. But inside, the ingredients are real.
You can read
the ingredient panel in a somewhat styled candy bar, and you're eating a real bar. Not the kind of stuff you see in the markets today. So, and I do that too. It's that people want to eat good, fun food, but they don't want to feel bad about it.
Exactly.
You know, and we have to be able to provide that or make that or whatever it is that gets us to that happy place. Because in the end, our happiness, I mean, really, our health happens with happiness.
It really does. And it's miserable if you're always, and I still have that in me, that I still obsess a little bit about food, and it's, you know, oh, I ate too many that day, or, you know, and I'm a work in progress, you know, and I think that's why with my daughter, if she, like, even this morning, she's like, Mommy, can I have, I made her this almond flour with coconut oil and some dark chocolate chips cookie dough. And my husband's like, you're giving her cookie dough for breakfast? I'm like, well, it's not for breakfast. It's with breakfast. And it's made of almonds. And it's got coconut oil, which is good, healthy fat. So, you know, maybe it's not the best choice. But I
No,
just,
it is.
But there's a little sugar in it. There is a little, you know.
Yeah, but it's a vegan plant. You think it's better than cereal?
I do think it's better than cereal.
Yeah.
So much better.
But your husband probably comes in with, come on, you got to give her cereal, toast, or, you know, eggs. And you're like, wait, I'm giving her almonds.
Yeah, that's true.
Almonds
that's
and chocolate
true.
Chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Well, I usually make her a protein drink. I found one that I love that uses a grass-fed organic beef protein peptide of some kind. And it's really good and it fills her up. And I'd rather send her off to school with the protein. You mentioned cutting back on, what was it, sugar, wheat, dairy, meat. Was there another one?
Caffeine and alcohol.
Caffeine and alcohol. Okay. So I still eat grass-fed organic meat and I still eat some sugar, but I don't eat any of the others.
Well, so the idea and the premise of this was, of course, looking at what we're eating, and the average person is not eating grass-fed. And also, Get Naked Fast was launched in 2010. You cannot believe how far we've gone. We've come since then. In 7 years, we have come so, so far that people are now more aware. I mean, just doing Expo West, the Natural Foods Expo in Anaheim this last month.
Oh, I wish I hadn't missed it.
People were asking really good questions, like deeper. They were getting deeper into their knowledge.
Well, tell us about it. Tell us about some of the questions and about the experience, because I just had Ashley Koff, who's a registered dietitian, on my other show, Naturally Savvy, and she was telling me all about the expo, and I was just going, oh, one of these years I've got to get there.
Well, you know, the expo started probably in 2010, I think actually before that, 13 years ago, but it was just like a hippie commune. I mean, people would come in for natural foods, and everybody would be like, oh, kumbaya, here's some new carob. But now, seriously, now it's, I mean, it's grown so much that the Anaheim Convention Center had to build a whole new building to hold it. It's huge. I don't even know what the numbers are, but when you walk the aisles, it's overwhelming. It's truly overwhelming at all the products that are out there. And, you know, 96% of them are going to fail because they're trying, like cricket protein. I think that's, great Italian protein, but I don't know how many of us want to eat cricket guts.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? I just have to interject for a second, because the other day I got an email from a company that has the cricket protein, and I asked my daughter and I said, do you want me to ask them to send some? She's like, looks at me. She's 12. She's like, Mom, I don't think so. I'm not eating a cricket. You know, like, she eats a whole grain. She eats whole food. She's pretty health conscious, but she's like, I'm not going to be eating any crickets anytime soon. So yeah, I mean, I hear it's great for you. I mean, I would maybe drink it in a powder, but
yeah, but maybe in 10 years, maybe
good
10
point.
Years, we're like, oh, crickets, yum.
Yeah.
You know?
What were some of the things that, was there anything that surprised you? Any of the products that were you like, wow, I hadn't thought of that, or I had thought of that, and I'm glad to see it?
A lot of I'm glad to see it. I can't recall, but there's a lot of paleo and keto diet stuff going on.
I love
people
that.
Are going back to the meats.
Yeah, they are.
I'm not crazy about that because, you know, as an expert in my field, an expert in plant-based, I think that people who get on the paleo kick or the keto kick, they have the right concept, but it's like anything, they change it to meet their own needs. So they're still eating too much meat. Not all of them, but most of them. The no sugar, low carb kind of idea is fantastic. But still, it should be, 60% vegetables and
yes,
fruits.
Exactly.
You know, and what they're doing is they're going, hey, I get to eat all the meat I want with the broccoli stock. I'm like, no, you eat all the broccoli you want with a piece of meat.
Yeah.
So it's...
Well, you know, it's funny that you said that, because I just had Charles Mansfield on the show. He and his wife, Julie Mansfield, do a great book. It's Weeknight Paleo. And we were talking about that. And all of their recipes are super veggie heavy. So I thought that was really nice that there is some great paleo stuff out there that realizes that important distinction.
So I think what people don't understand, they're still a little locked up in, is the protein content.
Yeah.
And people are like, I need my protein, it's like they're almost starving. What they're doing is they're building too much. So you have to look at what kind of protein do you need. I mean, for, let's say, 150-pound female, you know, she needs maybe 30 grams of protein. I mean, look at 10 grams. She doesn't need that much. and, you know, a couple eggs will cover that for her, you know, a day. Yeah. And then what happens is when you add the vegetables, the beans, the rice, and all the little things, what they're looking for, your body's looking for, is a complete protein. And a complete protein is 9 amino acids. What you get from eggs, meat, cheese, dairy is complete protein. So you don't have to eat as much to get, you know, the whole 9 amino acid profile. But when you're eating a vegetarian diet or a vegetable-based diet, you might get 7 from your broccoli, you might get 6 from your, you know, beans, you might, and what happens is your body waits for that kind of missing link.
Yeah.
So if it's got all 9, it waits an entire 24 hours to wait for the next food to go into your mouth to make that last link for the complete protein. So imagine this. Imagine you're eating a very high vegetable diet, which is not a full, complete protein. Then you add an egg. That has the missing link.
Oh, okay.
Just one egg. So now you've taken all the proteins and you've enhanced them with that one amino acid link.
Oh, that is so cool. That makes so much sense. So did you start out when you got into this, you were raw and now you do a combination? Because I know that you're a raw food enthusiast and an educator and a chef. Talk to us about that and where you are now.
So, well, I was really sick. I was really sick. I mean, I think I was 33 years old and I had every kind of bursitis, every situs,
yeah.
And every ectomy or whatever you needed to know. I had them all. And I'm like, what is going on? And I'm a healthy girl. I mean, really, I grew up in a Persian family. You know, my mother was a farm girl. My dad was Persian. So, and my mother was just like yours. She dragged us in for those little squirty carob cookies.
Yeah.
And, you know, the stuff that, like, they sent to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, so excited. Mommy's going to buy us one little squirty little, you know, Martian bar. But I'd take them to school and I was embarrassed because all the kids had Twinkies and Doritos. And,
oh, yeah.
And I was the girl with the Sprout sandwich with, you know, the whole grain and the olives and,
oh,
and everybody else had just a piece of roast beef on white bread. So
my mom used to send me to school. I guess I was lucky. It was something called Hillbilly Bread. And it was this brand that was a combination of white and wheat flour. But I still had like peanut butter or something on it. So, wow, yeah. So it didn't really, I don't think anyone noticed, but it wasn't Wonder Bread, right? And I'm like, why do I have this stupid hillbilly bread? You know, I don't understand.
Well, I think the worst nightmare of my life that I can remember is having a bag. And do you remember the fold-over baggies that
yeah.
you had when you were a child? We didn't have Ziploc then. We had fold-over baggies. And my mom would slice a tomato. And she would put it in my bag, and of course we were going on a field trip, and we're sitting on a bus, and I probably squished my sandwich, my bag over into the corner, because all kids were sitting on their lunch, and I look over, and it's just a big, mushy pile of tomato goop, and I thought, I'm going to pretend like that's not mine, and I'm walking away.
Oh my God.
I was like, I'm going to starve, because there's no way I'm touching that. So I did exactly what you did. I would steal it out of the lunch box, the lunch coin jar, and go over to the liquor store and get, you know, candy bars or whatever that I didn't get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But,
now you were talking about,
was,
yeah, being about the raw, right? Because you were sick. So I'm assuming you went all raw to help you get better?
Yeah. So I started off with my program, which is stripping away the foods that weigh you down. And I actually, within 10 days, lost 10 pounds and just shed inflammation. That was the first thing that happened. And I was like, whoa, this really is amazing. And then a friend of mine, Roxanne Klein, was the first one to write the book Raw. And she, her daughter was in my son's class. And she goes, why don't you go raw for a month? And I said, okay. She goes, I'll support you in this. And I said, all right, I'll try it. And everybody else was like, no, I can't do it. Give me a stomachache. I'm like, what? They didn't understand the concept of raw, I don't think. And neither did I. So I went raw and I cannot tell you how amazing I felt. You know, I thought I could fly. I started growing wings. It was amazing. I was just like, and I continued because it was sort of an addiction, just feeling good and watching my body drop all the pain and suffering. And within 6 months, I cleared my thyroid medication. I cleared my bursitis, whatever it is that I was on. I just stopped. It was gone. And I healed myself. They told me I had Hashimoto's. I no longer have Hashimoto's.
Oh, like, that's incredible.
But my doctor's like, you don't have Hashimoto's. And they call it an autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
Wow.
So obviously my body was attacking myself because I was unhealthy.
Wow.
So I did that for a while, and I, you know, personally, I felt fantastic. People were like, Diana, you look a little gaunt. So over a couple year period, I realized I needed to integrate some cooked foods into my diet that I was just, you know, for me, it was too much.
Sure.
Long term.
Yeah.
And then I went vegan, and then I went through menopause, and I started to introduce eggs back into my diet because I was unbalanced with proteins. So I eat everything now. And, you know, I think it's really important that people listen to their body and guide it as it goes and don't get stuck in any dogmatic routine.
I agree.
So that they, yeah, and their body shifts and changes. Your needs change. And do what feels good, but if it doesn't feel good anymore, don't get stuck. Change and try something new.
Oh, I completely agree.
I own a wellness boutique hotel in Costa Rica, Costa Rica. Yeah, and I opened it based on my philosophy. And I get people here thinking they're going to eat all vegan, and they're like, I'm vegan. And they're stuck on it. And I'm looking at them, and I go, we do a little health testing. I said, you know, have you ever thought about adding eggs to your diet? And this one woman came in, and she was really wiry, and she was allergic to everything. And I said, just try it. Just try it while you're here. And she was here for 7 days, and every day she had one egg. And by the last couple of days, she was having two eggs. And she got color back in her face. The dark circles under her eyes went away. And I said, you know, being vegan is great if you have a health reason. But if it's not working for you in a health reason, then you need to shift and change and find out how you can remain, you know, be as healthy as you can be. It also changed her mentality. She was super wiry. And then when she had the egg, she became more grounded.
Oh, you know, I like that. I recently had two women on the show who wrote a book about vegan eating, and they went from vegan to vegan, so they eat seafood, and they feel so much better. And they're not saying this is for everybody, but it gives you an option. But they got so much hate mail, and I just thought, you know what? Why do people care if these women want to eat seafood and they feel better? I mean, it's just too dogmatic.
Well, the vegans will attack.
Yeah. Vegans attack. Sounds like a heavy metal band. Vegans attack.
I mean, that's because they're looking for something. I mean, I always feel like people who attack are living in fear, you know? So they attack, and it's kind of sad. I've had a lot of attack mail when I didn't go raw anymore, you know? And I've had people say, I don't want to be your friend anymore because you're eating eggs.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, well, then I don't want to be your friend either.
Nah.
Exactly. We're not going to play together anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I understand. It can get pretty dogmatic. So I think your approach, I mean, you're just a dream. And I want to come to Costa Rica someday. That's one of my dreams. So what an amazing thing. Tell us about your place there.
Yeah, so By the sheer grace of God, I don't know how I ended up here on a crystal mountain overlooking the Pacific Ocean. It was literally at the crux of my life where I got a divorce from a very, you know, successful marriage of 27 years. And it was a life-changing experience for me. And all of a sudden, this property appeared through a family member who needed saving. And so I just, okay, I'll help you. And I showed up here and I'm like, this is it. This is the retreat center that I dreamed of. So I started building it, and it just kept going and going in a direction that I almost lost control over. And it is literally heaven on earth. And we have, you know, amazing reviews. We're actually already acclaimed as best detox spa worldwide. I mean, it's just fantastic. And it's not even detox all the time. I mean, we have farm-to-fork cuisine and an organic garden. Our staff is personal. It's very quaint. There's only 11 rooms. People come here, they get out of the car, they put their foot on a crystal mountain. They're like, oh, my God. And something happens on day three. Every time people come, on day three, there's this shift. A shift in whatever they need to shift, whether it's about food, whether it's emotion, whether it's about mental thought processes. They surrender into this crystal mountain, and I swear it's the crystals. You know, between everybody here has this amazing transformation. I'm so proud of it because it's young. It's only been open for a couple years, and really for 1 year completely. And, you know, to see people actually shift and change and cry when they leave makes it all worth it.
Oh, my gosh. That is so incredible. What a fulfilling life. I'm going to have to get out there. What is the name of it?
It's the Retreat Costa Rica.
The Retreat Costa Rica. And you still sell your bars, right? I keep thinking, I'm a mint chip fanatic, so I keep thinking.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll send you some. Woo-hoo! I'll send you some so you can try them, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. That is so fantastic. Diana, we should just do our own show. We have so much fun. I feel like I've known you for years, right? I mean, this is just amazing. Tell us all the ways we can learn more about you, and I definitely want to have you back on as often as you'd like. This is super fun.
Well, Lynn, I always tell people I'm a plethora of useless knowledge.
Oh, stop it.
You can just pick my brain all day long because you won't even know what I know. Sometimes it freaks me out. So, DianaStobo.com is kind of, unfortunately, I haven't put a lot of energy into it. I sell my digestive bitters on there, but you can always reach me through that. And, of course, info@theretreatcostarica.com. And then these are ways to kind of inquire about what I do and what I teach. I'm not really running any life coaching right now. That used to be what I did, spirit coaching, life coaching, health coaching. But I do it now here at the retreat, because it's a place where people can really, really let go. And I think that they need to, escape their reality to fully have a transformation, because it's enlightening,
Oh, it sounds so incredible. Diana, that's just amazing. Well, this has been so much fun. And your book is still out there, which is great. Get Naked Fast, A Guide to Stripping Away the Foods That Weigh You Down. What a great title.
Thank you.
Really?
Well, that came from... Don't we all want to feel good in our body naked?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's get naked fast.
Yeah, the faster the better. Diana, you are an absolute gem. Thank you so much.